Houston man wielding baseball bat tracks down alleged murderer and carjacker. By Nick Gilbertson on October 2, 2021. A Houston man severely injured during a carjacking gone awry in May witnessed a similar incident on September 29, where a woman was dragged to death by a carjacker after her seatbelt had trapped her in the Uvalde area of Houston. The man tracked down the suspect with a baseball bat and prevented the suspect from fleeing until police arrived on the scene. On May 26, Louis Matos was ordering car parts at his desk at Amco Transmissions in the Uvalde area of Houston when a car burst through the wall, sending Matos flying across the room and trapping him underneath his desk, according to ABC 13. "Here I was, laying on the floor in horrific pain. I was pinned by this desk," Matos told ABC 13. The carjackers, Juan Mendez and Jared Chavarria, exited the vehicle and attempted to shoot Matos while trapped underneath his desk. 5 months later, Matos is still suffering from injuries related to the crash, he told ABC 13. On September 29, Matos was in the Uvalde area and witnessed another carjacking in action when he allegedly saw Marcus Wayne Brock, 55, forcibly remove Jessica Garza, 41, from her car. "I jumped in my car. I didn't even think. All I kept thinking was, he is not getting away," Matos told ABC 13. The Harris County Sheriff's Office said Garza was dragged for roughly 4 or 5 blocks as the suspect crashed into 6 different vehicles, killing Garza, who reported. Brock sped down the block while the driver's side seatbelt trapped Garza. Brock began to flee the scene once the car stopped. Unfortunately, she was deceased due to the accident and the fact that she was unable to get herself out of the vehicle due to the seatbelt, said Houston Police Department Captain Belinda Null, according to KU. "I was mortified. When I picked up that piece of signage that was on top of her in the car, and I saw what he did to her, I was enraged," Matos told ABC. Matos continued to look for Brock while wielding a baseball bat and found him inside a close-by liquor store. Matos stood with his bat in hand and blocked Brock from exiting until police arrived. "It gets kind of tedious watching everybody always getting away," Matos told ABC. Brock has been charged with capital murder, according to a tweet from the Houston Police Department. Garza's daughter shared a touching tribute about her mother on the family's GoFundMe page for Garza's funeral. "Life without my mother is definitely going to be a challenge. She made me out to be such a strong woman, and I know the Lord will continue to give me the strength to get through this tragedy. I have to be there for my 2 younger brothers and my loving father. She made such an impact on everyone. She touched the hearts of everyone she met. She had such a huge heart and was always willing to be a helping hand to others. She volunteered her time at our community church, St. Andrew Catholic Church. She had many friends, and overall was loved by everyone. Jessica dedicated her life to her children, husband, family, work, and to the Lord." Donations on the GoFundMe page tally $24,583, which is north of the family's $20,000 goal.